This story is called Dove and Dina. I read you loud and clear. It's written and read by R. Atkins. Dina could not understand it. She'd always played together with Dove since they were little kids. Sometimes they would play with blocks and sometimes with puzzles. But now, all Dove wanted to do was read books all day long. Dove read books with lots of writing in them and hardly any pictures. Dina thought they were boring. The next time she saw Dove reading a book, she tried calling him.
"Dove, come and play blocks," said Dina.
"Not now," said Dove. "I'm reading later." The next day, there was Dove with his nose in a book again.
"Dove, come and play puzzles," said Dina.
"Not now," said Dove. "I'm reading later." Dina sighed. When Bubby called up later on, she could tell something was up.
"What's the matter, darling?" she asked Dina.
"I don't have anyone to play with," said Dina.
"Dove just reads books all day."
"What about you? Don't you like books?" asked Bubby.
"No, Dove's books, they're full of writing," said Dina.
"I have an idea," said Bubby. "What if I send you a picture book? It will have lots of pictures and hardly any writing. Would you like that?"
"Yes,"
said Dina excitedly.
"Thank you."
What an amazing book it turned out to be. Dina loved it. After a while, Dove felt bad for his little sister. He decided it was time to play with her.
"Dina, do you want to play a train set?" he asked.
"Not now," said Dina. "I'm reading."